News on Miley Cyrus, Beyonce, and Pink this week. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi's on the Ralphie Show. We'll start with Beyonce's ex-boyfriend. What is he telling you guys?
He is telling us that every day he regrets dumping Beyonce. They were quite the item years ago before she was famous. And as her star grew, he cheated on her 5 times and they ended up breaking up. And obviously, Beyonce is doing much better now.
How do you cheat on Beyonce?
Right. He said that he just couldn't handle all the attention she was getting and it was kind of his own ego problem. So he cheated on her. But I think she's better off. He had only nice things to say about Beyonce. It was all regret on his part. And he even said that the two of them never slept together because Beyonce wanted to wait until marriage.
Read about more of that with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi on The Ralphie Show. Everybody is still talking about Miley Cyrus. The latest, her and Liam officially calling off the engagement. Liam has moved on, though?
Oh, he moved on instantaneously.
Wow.
He has been seen spotted out with Mexican singer Isa Gonzalez. They were at XS Nightclub in Vegas over Fight Night weekend, and they left together, sources tell us, and obviously since then, we've seen them making out all over the place, but she's keeping mum on whether or not they are an official item, but I'm pretty sure we can say that they are.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, too, and it's like, you feel bad for two people that were engaged that called it off. At the same time, like, I feel like Miley is so out there. I really, like, I'm having a hard time feeling bad for her, you know?
Yeah, and it was totally timed. Come on, Wrecking Ball came out the exact same week that they called their split off. They know what they're doing. I think they've been split up for quite some time. We're just waiting for the right time to announce it.
Yeah, you're probably right. We'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. Pink named Billboard's Woman of the Year for 2013. Also celebrating a birthday recently. How did she celebrate, Jordy?
Oh, she is so down to earth. I love this about Pink. She had a pub crawl in Venice Beach in California, and she brought all of her friends out, and the theme was Friday the 34th. So they went to 3 different bars. Everyone was getting rowdy. People said that you could hear them from a mile away yelling, shots, 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 and happy birthday. So I think she had a fabulous birthday.
She definitely does not seem like the bottle service type.
No, definitely not.
That's why we love her, though. Absolutely. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Have a great weekend.
You too.